The best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for dads and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Partly sunny today, rain after dinner time, and highs at 80.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio, DC101.
Everything just, I just, there goes.
Thanksgiving 2025.
Hi, everybody.
Tits are sweating. That means I'm ready to go.
3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 1.
Okay.
Poozy.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Why is your groin up against my butt?
Diane is an expert at wood fire.
I'm just trying to pretend I'm blind.
Donuts?
Lollipops. All free today.
Get your foot.
You'll be in jail, Elegant.
Candy cigarettes?
Thank you.
I just wanted to say butthole.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Everybody was like, Elliot's a bitch. Elliot's a bitch. No, you're a bitch.
What, the saliva?
That ain't the thigh meat, playa.
I took my top off.
Send pics.
I'm really hungry.
Here's a dildo. Try this.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
Which one?
Do you have an inner voice? That's Menard.
You got it.
I'm not doing anything racist. I'm doing characters.
Thank you.
Do not.
I don't know, and I don't care.
What's he sending over? Gum bombs?
Oh, God. Bad diarrhea.
Man's dumb.
And then she ends up with a female pant. Even though you sometimes smell.
Elliot poop.
I heard that.
Breathe in.
Swallowed a pot of sea water.
Gun of a hero.
The diarrhea king's talking.
Are you kidding me? On my finger.
Gold finger.
Dear Ask EITA.
Hi, this is Emily. This is Scarlett.
Who are these bitches?
Sorry, what?
Chief Beef and Chief Queef.
My sweater. My sweater smell.
Oh, I'm a little too famous.
What do you want from me?
Mama wanna
go home.
My boarding pass now says, we sincerely apologize that your flight is canceled.
Oh. Like, are y'all big people?
We're going to Cincinnati.
You paid us in those big fat seats.
Where are those yoga balls?
Daniel's my boy. How freaking huge is that horse?
It is a 9.5-foot Clydesdale.
He believes he found Cancun Elliot.
I think I found a brain tumor.
Tyler's getting a CAT scan today.
I'm holding Kevin.
Get a picture of Aaron standing at his desk. Would you even know that's me?
I did. I looked over. I was like, that's weird.
What?
You knew I was getting you a Western hat. Outdoor hat.
Breached?
Yes.
How is it? How is it?
It's an awesome grill.
Yes.
It looks like, honestly, I just got out of the hospital.
It's smoky in here.
It's probably the air fryer's overloading the circuit.
It's smoky in here. It's not smoky.
It is a little bit.
It says 81 on it.
Son of a bitch. And that's when I broke my ankle.
Well, there it goes today.
That's it.
What did we learn?
Nothing.
Sorry. I have to go.
That's okay. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
just a little bit of soul.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good night?
Yeah. Marley finally got a job.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's she doing?
She's just working at a clothing store.
Oh, you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Because she was...
Wasn't she doing something else?
Not in Savannah.
Oh,
no, she
okay.
was working at a candy store up here when
that's
she was home.
That's right. Because I would text her on the side and have her try to shuffle me out some things.
She was getting frustrated because she was interviewing and then, you know, nothing would come of it. Or they'd be like, oh, we hired a couple of other people. You didn't make the cut, whatever. And she kept telling me, the job market's tough right now. It's like, I don't know.
She's not wrong.
Are you trying to get you're holding out for management. You're trying to get that VP job.
Diane.
Like it's retail. You'll be fine. You're going to get something. So somebody will come around. So
what kind of place is it?
It's H&M. The clothing store.
You know
yeah.
what? Good for her. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get a winner. Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Tony.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Tony.
Tony. Hi, Tony. Where are you calling me from?
Manassas.
Excellent. Oh, that's America's most livable community right there. Good for you. All right, dude. Well, listen, you're the first one in. I am going to, don't back that off. I am going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go see AC/DC. That show is Monday night. At Northwest Stadium with the Pretty Reckless. So, dude, if you can hold tight 1 second, I'll get some info. Have a, get through the weekend and then have a great time at the show on Monday. All right, my friend?
Thank you so much.
Brother. Hold tight 1 second and we'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll wrap up the week giving away tickets for the show Monday night. That's AC/DC. Let me go to last night. Did you watch any videos at Elaine Stadium?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, how freaking awesome was that? There's no chance anybody who was there is up.
Tom sent us his videos.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, did he love it?
Well, he is going to sleep now, so he's not going to be able to answer any of these questions
live. God damn it, Tom. Wake up. Come on. The show's on. Why do I suffer because he went to a show?
I know. It's not fair.
Oh, it looked like some of the videos were so freaking good.
Just even leading up to it, just seeing everybody just walking up and down the streets in Blacksburg was great.
It
you know? Everybody
awesome.
Was so excited.
Oh, you know what I didn't check? Did they set off the... Did they set off a seismic... I don't know how they...
The Richter scale?
Yeah. Did that go off?
I don't know.
You don't think that's what caused the 3.2 in Malibu yesterday?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a little far.
Yeah.
That would be a little far. But yeah, the videos look so good. There were great videos from inside the stadium. There were great videos from outside the stadium. They said there were so many people that couldn't get in who just hung out outside
the
stadium.
In the parking lots?
Yeah, they just partied in the parking lot. And listen to the whole show.
That's certainly loud enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And it was the last day of classes.
Right.
So that kind of
that helps
made
a ton.
For it nice that they didn't end up having it like in the middle of finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's nice. That's awesome.
Were you happy with what they did though? They did kind of give you Enter Sandman twice, but they gave you a recording before they came out on stage.
Had no problem with that.
So they do like the Ecstasy of Gold, which they always play taped.
Right.
And then instead of then coming out, they then gave you Enter Sandman taped.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then close the show.
Now, the only thing that would have upset me about it is if they treated it like when I saw Santana, when they came out to I'm Winning, which was their massive song at the time,
yeah.
And then never played it again. Never played it live. But that's what you got when they were coming out on their pickup trucks at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Well, his health is punishing him now.
The
it's karma, right?
Also, can I ask a question? I got into a little tiff with the old lady last night.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody that's ever taken Paxlovid?
I do, yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie thinks I'm wasting my time on antibiotics.
Because there's no real marked improvement?
I told her, I feel better on the antibiotics, but I can't get over the hump. I just can't.
Is it still all in your nose?
Most of it is in the garbage can in the office. Mm. Yeah, Kristen, if you drop anything in that garbage can, don't grab it. That's like slime in there. But no, so like I can't get over the hump. I do feel better on the antibiotics, but Jackie was like, "You're 4 days in. You should have flushed everything out by now of the antibiotic." She's like, "Why are you dicking around? Just go get Paxlovid."
So she thinks it's definitely COVID.
Well, she thinks so because I can't smell anything. I can't taste anything. I can't stop phlegming. Just nothing will break.
Right.
And so I was like, yeah, but like my body doesn't hurt. Like my body feels okay. Although one molar hurts a little bit, but I think that's just from my sinuses being all jacked up today.
Mm-hmm.
But is Paxlovid OTC?
I don't think so.
I think you need a prescription.
Not for Paxlovid. Don't they always say if it's COVID, which I don't know that I have, get Paxlovid?
Let's see here.
And is Paxlovid going to do anything?
If it's COVID, yeah, it actually will prevent us from maybe getting to a fourth week of this. It's not available over the counter.
So I have to call and ask?
Yes.
But is that going to look odd if I text my doctor and go, hey, like, I know that you called in the antibiotic for me. Should I do Paxlovid?
Can you maybe get it? Could it be one of those ones that the pharmacist can just prescribe to you?
How do you do that? You just go to the pharmacist?
You're going to go up to that window at CVS.
But I do that. But none of them, when I picked up my antibiotic, they didn't say, hey, you may want to try this.
Well, why don't you text your guy and say, hey, just so you know.
Can we not call him my guy?
That's
my doctor, thank you.
Okay,
but we don't call her Vanessa.
Okay, but most people don't like text their doctor.
I do.
And get drugs prescribed without seeing them.
He asked me what was wrong. I gave him all my symptoms. I told him.
But why don't you say, hey, listen, this doesn't appear to be working. What else can you recommend?
I don't want to say that because
why?
When
did you start taking it? Monday?
Yeah, I think
it's Thursday. It's not doing anything.
I didn't start taking it till Monday afternoon, so it hasn't been a full 4 days.
Usually when you start that within a day or two,
everything.
You're good.
Yeah, no. I agree, Diane. But Paxlovid doesn't heal you up like that.
I don't think it's instant, but it would be something for your COVID.
Which I don't know that I have. Well, I don't know that I have.
That's what I'm going with.
Let me call Jackie.
Is she mad that you're not like...
like the coughing is just, it's unlistenable.
I agree with you.
I mean, you cough. It's when I listen back to audio pulling.
Right.
We're almost immune to it. Not the virus.
No, not at all. But fast forward to my weekend. It. Happy Mother's Day.
But hearing it. Diane, if you haven't gotten it yet, it's the third week.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
You're coughing constantly.
I know. You don't think my throat knows that?
I understand you're in pain, but my ears hurt if I'm a listener.
Oh, my ears hurt also.
If I'm a listener, because it is terrible.
I know that. But there is no win. There is no win. I don't want to take time off.
We can come back next Thursday.
Hello!
But then I even thought, well, then you know what? Maybe I'll can it. Let's make it a long weekend. But I can't because Matthew's in here tomorrow.
Oh, and that new special is so good.
Isn't it great?
You need to ask him. We know the business of stand-up comedy is an interesting
very hard one. Very hard one.
Behind the scenes.
Yes.
But from start to finish, that is banger after banger after banger. It's like a Sheamus wrestling match. I don't understand. Unless he chose.
That's exactly what I thought. It is just like watching Sheamus wrestle.
Unless he chose to just go and release it himself, which some comics do because it's financially more beneficial. But like how that's not picked, there's so much crap on Netflix.
Oh, sure.
And all Hulu's got a comedy series and stuff. It's like his is from, you pop
it's
it on
YouTube.
Anywhere. You pop it on anywhere and it is laugh out loud.
Oh,
funny.
It's great. Oh, his special is fantastic. His special is great. So I can't take tomorrow off and try to get well over a 3-day weekend. You want to call Matthew and go, hey, listen, the special was great, but don't come in?
No, but it is the third week of your sickness.
Okay, well, I can't go take off last week now.
So at this point, it would look strange. It's admitting to something so far out. It's like, what's a good example of that? Where the person is just, yep. Where the person at some point comes clean and you're like, yeah, why didn't you admit this or acknowledge this 3 weeks ago?
Well, because sometimes you're waiting to lawyer up or things like that. Yeah, so or your conscience gets to you. But I can't go back and take off time. And so I do it moving forward. I took Mucinex this morning, which is a cough depressant. That doesn't appear to be
working.
But
the Mucinex is supposed to dry you up, right?
Diane, I got so much stuff in my system, except Paxlovid, which maybe would be the way to go. But I don't know anybody that's ever taken Paxlovid.
Summer says, smokers take twice as long to heal up.
Okay, well, what does Summer know?
Is she a smoker? Then maybe a lot.
Wait, heal up from what, though?
Perhaps anything respiratory.
Oh, okay. So Summer's not like, you got the vid again.
So this was only supposed to be a 2-week illness, but for you, a month.
Yeah, but I'm almost done. Look on the bright side.
Well, next week will be the fourth week.
Yeah, and then I'll be good. Yeah, then I'll be completely solid. Line two, I can do that. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Morgan.
Yes, Morgan, what can I do for you?
I wanted to let you know you are out of the window for Paxlovid.
What do you mean?
So it has to be, it's an antiviral and it has to be given within like 48 hours of symptom onset.
Oh, well, maybe I just came
so
to that.
So he's 3 weeks too late.
No, I just came to that
exactly.
Realization.
3 weeks too late.
I just came to the realization that I may have it.
Just because you come to the realization doesn't equate with how long you've had symptoms.
I also think I didn't put deodorant on today.
Oh, good.
But that's all right. I can't smell it. Yes, ma'am.
And Paxlovid is an antiviral, so it's not going to do anything for your symptoms. You might need 2 rounds of antibiotics.
Maybe
get this one done and then try again.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so I'll just do that. That's
fine.
See,
she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. Where are you on the, like, Summer's horrible diagnosis of, like, oh, it takes smokers that much longer? I know. I wouldn't even classify myself as a smoker.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, smokers can take longer to heal.
Not on everything. You know what's I don't even taste it though. That like if it's on my clothes, I don't smell. My car smells great. Like I can't. Everything's wonderful. Everything is perfect.
No, everything is awesome.
Whatever. I don't know. I never saw the movie. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Yes, Tyler.
Ira writes, I was sick Monday. Got put on antibiotics Tuesday. Feel great today. You got COVID.
See, that's how antibiotics work.
Right. And you would think so. But whatever Ira had, clearly he had a weak illness. I have a very strong illness that is running through my system. Hmm. I talked to somebody yesterday who said they had it for 3.5 weeks and then it went away.
The same thing that you've got?
Absolutely. They just said it has to run.
And what did they use to treat it?
They used nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, they used nothing.
What is this? You talked to the Liver King? What kind of holistic approach is that? Nothing at all?
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. The people back in the day, they didn't have medicine, so they just had to, run through it and they survived.
Look at the death.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Either they died
or life expectancies.
Or Meemaw told me to sleep with an onion in my overcoat. That'll help.
Anyway, y'all getting all weird about nothing. All right, let me do this. Give me a quick break. We'll come back. We do have a bunch that we have to get through. So give me a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Time for another MDW in B-Town. Boston Calling 2025. Featuring Dave Matthews Band, Fall Out Boy, Luke Combs, Vampire Weekend, All Time Low. Plus, Adam Levine, Cage the Elephant, The Black Crows, Megan Maroney, and more. 3 days beside the Charles on a brand new world-class rotating stage. Take a shot at the grand prize trip all week with hundreds a day. Everyone who wins qualifies to be there live Memorial Day weekend. Harvard Athletic Complex, Boston Calling Music Festival. For more info, visit facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Partly sunny today, rain after dinner time and highs at 80.
This report is sponsored by True Green. Summer is better with True Green. Get the best lawn at the best price. For a limited time, get 75% off your first treatment. Don't wait. Sign up at TrueGreen.com today and let the pros handle the work while you enjoy the results. Restrictions apply.
Washington, D.C., the epicenter of power, history, and a lot of disgusting, filthy rats. But not every rat is the same. Ronnie, the D.C. 101 cash rat, is back, and he's got a backpack full of money and a bit of pizza crust stuck in his whiskers. Listen weekdays, 11 a.m. through 7 p.m., around 25 past the hour. Grab the keyword and hit DC101.com. Ronnie, the D.C. cash rat, from D.C.'s Cash Infestation Station, DC 101.
Ignite your tech career with a noble first. From AI to defense IT, we tackle missions that matter. Join a team that innovates, protects, and delivers. Ready to level up? Visit ennoblefirst.com.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce!
It's Spruce, the new hard-working, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day. Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local DC Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Buying a new house might make you say,
shut the front door.
Winning. This is my house now, baby.
But you actually need to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
7 News first at 4 o'clock with what's happening now. Breaking from the alert desk.
It is video that you have to absolutely see to believe.
And your first alert forecast.
This is a fast-moving front.
Then at 5, we dig deeper than the headlines with exclusive ITIM investigations that get answers.
The water that I was drinking was toxic and full of these chemicals.
And at 6 o'clock, we bring it all together with live updates to the big stories and what's coming next. 7 News on your side at 4, 5, and 6.
When your skin feels smooth and soft and you didn't have to use a razor, that's the Nair Effect, the number one hair removal brand. Nair Lux Wax is a microwavable hot wax that works on short hairs and gives you up to 4 weeks of smooth skin. Nair Wax Ready Strips, no mess, no stress, just press, pull, done. And Nair Body and Shower Creams work in 3 minutes to leave your skin feeling and smelling amazing. Keep salon results longer with Nair's easy at-home touch-ups at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Ulta, and more.
Hey, it's Mike Jones. Switch to Boost Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month forever. That's right. No price hikes, no contracts, $25 forever. Visit a Boost store today. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
Wendy's has this new bold Cajun Crunch chicken sandwich, and I'm kind of crushing hard on this Sammy. I hope it likes me back. For a sandwich you'll love, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be connected here and there.
Let's watch a movie.
And we have Netflix included to enjoy our favorite shows and movies.
¿Qué tal está?
Bacanísima, pero ya la vi.
Now the hard part is getting them to agree on a movie.
Switch today and get a Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI. Plus, your plan price is guaranteed for 5 years. Save today. Guaranteed for tomorrow. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. Guarantees monthly price of talk, text, and data. Exclusions like text and fees apply. See exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com. Receive Netflix standard with ads-on us with qualifying plans.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway crash, inner loop at St. Barnabas Road, right side of the roadway blocked with delays coming down the hill from Branch Avenue. After that, very light volume headed for the Wilson Bridge. Volume on northbound 95, below speed in Aquia, Dale City into Woodbridge, Lorton headed for Newington, 395, looking good to the 14th Street Bridge, eastbound 66, delays in Manassas, and again in Centerville with lanes open to the Beltway and into Falls Church, 270, off and on delays leaving Frederick down toward the truck scales in Hyattstown. I'm Beverly Farmer, that's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Greenberg and Betterman.
The injury law firm Greenberg and Betterman is pulling for you, literally. In the tug of war with insurance companies, our attorneys never give up until they drag your case across the finish line. Let the Greenberg and Betterman team win for you. Greenberg and Betterman, contact us, feel better.
This is DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
Across the universe, pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
Brad Meltzer yesterday, greatest Beatles song of all time. What is it? It's the 50th anniversary of this record?
55th.
55th?
Yeah, wow. 1970.
Wow. All right, it's busy today. Coming up here in just a little bit, remember, I have your tickets to see Fontaine's DC. That's a sold-out show. Saturday night at the Anthem, so I'll get you into that. I'll also give you passes to go to Soundcheck. Tickets for you to see the Capitals take on the Carolina Hurricanes. That game is tonight, game two of the series. We'll do it in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour. Get you set up with tickets for that. I have tickets for you to see Bush in concert once we get to Dirt. That's a sold-out show. That takes place next Tuesday night at the Fillmore in Silver Spring. And I do have cash for you. It's Elliott in the Morning's Hundreds a Day. You win your cash 7:30 and 9 o'clock. You win your cash and you qualify for our grand prize trip, sending a winner and a guest to the Boston Calling Music Festival. We will award that grand prize tomorrow. So you get two chances today, two chances tomorrow, and we'll get our grand prize winner. And then a lot of stories that we got to get through. So you can keep up with everything going on. Facebook, X, Instagram, at EITM Online. Diane. Oh, wait, let me get through one more part. Let's get into some news, please.
Horrific video coming out of D.C. in the last 24 hours after we learned that a man died in Northwest early yesterday morning when an SUV driver intentionally ran over him. So a couple of accomplices could steal the cash that they had just observed him withdraw from a local ATM.
So this on U Street.
Yeah.
Northwest D.C. Guy goes to
4:15 yesterday morning.
Guy goes to an ATM. He gets his cash out, and there's a white SUV that sees him walk out with his money.
Yeah.
He starts to walk. He crosses, I think it's 14th Street. He's walking on U Street. And you see the SUV just speeding and makes a right kind of into the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And the guy turns around at the last second and tries to put his hands out. I mean, you're not going to stop an SUV.
It's just
they
that's
plow
like you-
him. That's a natural reaction.
Yeah.
They plow him, and then you see, because of cameras, the SUV stops, and you see all three of the animals get out of the car, and they run back. They dig through his pockets.
Yeah.
and they rob him of his money.
Take whatever money, and then apparently they must have taken his ATM card, because then they're seen later going back to the ATM trying to withdraw money.
Try to use it again.
Yeah.
Right, and so then, and then they take off.
Yeah.
Horrible story.
Yeah.
Horrible video.
So authorities are saying that they are looking into the possibility that these suspects are also, or would have also been involved in, a couple of other robberies about an hour before this man was killed along U Street. In one case, a guy was robbed of $5 as he was walking down the street.
And I know it doesn't change the outcome, but how long was he in the street before somebody was able to, I mean, again, he's dead. He got killed, but
Before somebody came up and tried to help him, or
I want to believe he was killed instantly.
Yeah.
No, but just like I just want somebody to be there with the guy,
yeah,
even though he's dead or whatever, just for the family's sake that somebody was there with him. But I have no idea how long was the guy just laying in the street after getting hit and then robbed. So, it's a horrible story.
Yeah. Also today, authorities in Loudoun County are dealing with the aftermath of a TikTok challenge that is encouraging kids to mess with their Chromebooks to either have them smoke or set on fire. According to the Chromebook challenge that has been going around, students are encouraged to short out their devices. Again, jamming lead or metal into like the charging port or the USB port, or stabbing the battery.
They evacuated a handful of schools in Connecticut yesterday.
Yeah, because they're doing the same thing.
So much smoke from the computers catching on fire.
Yeah.
And starting to melt that they had to evacuate the schools. There was a handful of them too, where they evacuated them just because of how much smoke was in the schools.
Well, yeah. Well, they said they noticed that
But doesn't this jack you up? How do you get all your stuff?
Well, that's what they said. They said in a lot of cases, it's obviously going to put a hamper for your studies.
Right.
Because your Chromebook is all messed up. That's going to screw with stuff that's left on the memory cards.
Look at how much smoke pours out of there.
It's all in the cloud.
It's crazy.
These kids don't care. Are you kidding me?
I know, but still, like, you still have to access the thing,
and you still got to pay a penalty for damage to property.
Why didn't you think that
you just turn it in and they give you another one?
And besides, I didn't do it. A friend of mine did it.
We definitely had to pay for damage to Marley's Chromebook back in the day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
She's trying to start a fire.
No,
I think she had cracked a screen or something.
Oh, yeah. No, we got a replacement one when I think it was my older one. Somebody spilled a Starbucks Frappuccino.
Oh, no.
All over the keyboard. And what you call it? Yeah, that shorted the whole thing out.
We had one pushed off a desk, or not pushed, but knocked off a desk by another student. They gave our kid another one.
A brand new one, and everything's fine.
No fee or anything.
Yeah, no, you're good to go. You're good to go. This isn't good, though. This isn't good. It costs a lot of money.
Exactly. For the school system. So that's the Chromebook challenge. That is the newest one that is going around.
Is it black or white smoke that comes from the laptop?
White. It's white, so it's good. It's okay. Good. It's positive.
Girls wrestling is now an officially sanctioned sport of the Virginia High School League.
That's good.
Yeah. Yesterday, the executive committee voted in favor of sanctioning girls wrestling as an official league sport. They said the decision was made because of a big increase in participation, with the sport growing from 273 participants to 631 in just 3 years' time. So now they said there's going to be six different classifications that'll start in this next school year, with team championships that'll be determined at a later date.
Buddy of mine has a daughter in middle school, and she wrestles.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a badass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is a badass. But yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. That's good that it's sanctioned.
Heads up for drivers. Expect some overnight delays on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge tonight. They said the maintenance openings will start at 10 o'clock and then last through 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So keep that in mind if you're one of those early morning commuters or late night commuters. They said, too.
Or coming home from MGM National Harbor.
Exactly.
After a night of gambling.
Exactly. So they said that that's going to be happening tomorrow, and just keep that in mind for some delays where it's going to be all out stoppages that are going to be happening on that portion of the Beltway. Also, looking ahead to the weekend, traffic in the Tysons area on the inner loop is going to start moving to those newly constructed lanes on the outer side of the highway that'll start tomorrow night and then transition into more delays happening over the weekend. This is them basically moving forward with the express lanes project, as they stretch those lanes from the Dulles Toll Road all the way up to the American Legion Bridge.
Okay.
What do you mean?
No, because every day there's a different traffic pattern going through there. So, yeah, just move me over. That's fine.
But they said there's going to be some big changes happening because then once they move you to the other lanes, then they got to do the necessary striping and all that stuff and regular maintenance. And they said the outer loop lanes are set to be shifted in either late May or early June because the people who generally travel those lanes in the overnight hours are very familiar with just sitting in traffic on the Beltway. Yeah. News from the world of entertainment. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold shared yesterday that he has stage 4 kidney cancer. It is called clear cell renal cell carcinoma and has spread to his lungs. Because of that, they are canceling their summer tour, which included several dates opening up for Creed.
Ooh, that sucks. That's too bad.
As he wrote as part of the announcement, "I'd love for you to lift me up in prayer every chance you get. And I think it's time for me to maybe go listen to our song, It's Not My Time, a little bit." Meanwhile, former One Direction singer Liam Payne apparently died without a will that will leave Cheryl Tweedy, his former partner and mother of their son, Bear, to be named as administrator of his $32 million estate, alongside with his lawyer. They said English and Welsh law dictates that a person's spouse and children have first claim to the estate in the absence of a will. That man's worth $32 million and he doesn't have a will.
Listen, not everybody does it. Like a prince. Not everybody does. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a perfect example.
Yeah. Also, the guy arrested for crashing his car into Jennifer Aniston's Bel Air property is now looking at felony charges after it was discovered that he has been stalking her for several years. Oh, man, you wouldn't think that they'd go back through your social media where you refer to Jennifer Aniston as your wife in several posts. So they said if convicted, the man from Mississippi is facing up to 3 years in prison. Big news out of Bravo yesterday. New shows coming. The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. They are reviving the Shaws of Sunset as the Valley Persian style.
I don't know what the Shaws of Sunset is.
Shaws of Sunset was
about... Oh, is that real estate?
No. Well, some of them are, I mean, like Reza's a realtor, but some of them, what?
No, I don't know who that is.
I love Reza. Reza's great.
Like from Wu-Tang?
No, that's RZA. No, so they have this new show, The Valley, which is basically a bunch of the Vanderpump people who have since gotten married, moved to The Valley, and have children. But now all of these Shaws of Sunset people are also getting older, so now it's going to be The Valley Persian style. Also a new version of Ladies of London and Wife Swap, the Real Housewives edition, Jesus also Christ coming man. In the lineup. Man, I got a lot of TV. Caps and the Carolina Hurricanes tonight, game 2 of their series, 7 o'clock, Capital One Arena.
Yeah, need to make a good push tonight. Need a good rebound game coming off of Tuesday night's game. So a good push tonight would be great.
Also tonight, game 2 for the Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers. Last night, the Maple Leafs beat the Florida Panthers to take a 2-0 series lead there. And the Stars beat the Jets in game 1 of their series.
What was the, Dallas scored 3 goals last night. That's back-to-back playoff hat tricks for Mikko Rantanen, who used to play with the Avalanche. He got traded to the Carolina Hurricanes. He was there for literally a cup of coffee. He got traded and then flipped, like, all within, I think it was 6 weeks. Ends up in Dallas, back-to-back hat tricks in playoff games. And the whole thing was, when Colorado traded him, was the dude's a stud. He's a very good hockey player, but the dude is a stud in the playoffs. Colorado obviously got bounced. They're out of the playoffs from Dallas. But, yeah, how about Mikko Rantanen? Back-to-back hat tricks. That's crazy.
Baseball, the Nationals wrapping up their series against the Guardians, losing 8-6, so they are off today. Orioles losing to the Twins last night 5-2. They will wrap up this afternoon starting at 1:10. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks beat the Celtics to take a 2-0 series lead. The Oklahoma City Thunder also blew out the Denver Nuggets 149-106, so now they are tied up at 1-1. Tonight, the Timberwolves and Golden State in game 2 of their series. By the way, the Warriors saying Steph Curry is going to be out at least a week with a left hamstring strain. He had an MRI yesterday, and then they're going to look at him again in about a week's time. Also, the Mystics fell to the Atlanta Dream 80-70 in that preseason game that happened yesterday. They are now off until May 16th with the start of the regular season happening then. That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
Greetings, Boomtown. Ever since this neighborhood switched to Xfinity Internet,
the Wi-Fi is booming! Xfinity combines the power of internet and mobile with one all-in plan.
So we've all got lightning-fast, secure Wi-Fi speeds at home and on the go with Wi-Fi Power Boost from Xfinity Mobile.
You get the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best-in-class equipment and unlimited data included, plus add an unlimited mobile line.
All for only $40 a month for 1 year. To celebrate this combo, we're matching our shows together.
It's everything you need all in one plan. Plus, learn how to get a free 5G phone with a premium unlimited line. Now, sit back and relax with the smooth, relaxing sound
of face melting acid metal.
Brilliant.
Visit Xfinity.com to learn more. Ends June 23rd with paperless billing and auto pay to stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet Gateway required. Texas fees extra. After 1 year rate increases to $110 a month. After 2 years regular rates apply. Actual Wi-Fi speeds vary. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on OpenSignal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
The afternoon adventure sets sail starting at 3 with Mike Jones on DC 101.
You're going to find a copy of a commercial I made 8 years ago. Or a spreadsheet of the songs that I play for the one. Those are big secrets that I have on old computers. Big insider radio information. Top secret clearance level stuff at DC 101.
Open the door and come in. I'm so glad to see you, my friend. Again, and now I see that you're so happy. And ooh, it just sets me free. And I'd like to see us as good friends as we used to be.
866 to Elliot, 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I have tickets for you to see Fontaine's D.C. Sold out show Saturday night at the Anthem. Only way in is to win your way in. You win your tickets. I will also give you passes to go to soundcheck. So we'll take care of your whole Saturday evening. You want to go? Call me right now. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning.
If you're like me, some moments just call for soda. Nothing hits quite like that fizzy flavor. But what if there's a better way to enjoy those refreshing sips? Meet Sunsip Soda. From the gut health experts at Health Aid. It's got those craveable flavors I love, like cherry cola and root beer, plus gut-healthy prebiotics, vitamins, and minerals. And get this, it's naturally sweetened, but there's no stevia or aftertaste. It's undeniably good soda. Pick up a can of Sunsip in the beverage cooler near Health Aid Kombucha at Whole Foods.
Undeniably good soda.
Ever sign up for a phone plan thinking, wow, great price? And then a few months later, it's like, surprise, your bill's doubled? It's Mike Jones here. With Boost Mobile, you pay $25 a month forever. That's unlimited talk, text, and data starting at just $25 a month. No price hikes, no contracts. Plus, with Boost, you're on America's newest 5G network. Head to your local Boost store today and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month forever. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
Home means something different to everyone. But with Rocket Mortgage, home can mean even more. It can mean a college education, taming your high-interest debt, even a renovation. We've made it easier than ever to use your home equity. That home you worked so hard for? Now it can work hard for you. Call 800-4-ROCKET or visit rocket.com to find out more.
Rocket Mortgage, LLC. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Leidos, we make things smarter and more efficient. From saving the DoD over $645 million on digital modernization to already being done with this ad. Leidos, making smart smarter.
Navy Federal Credit Union celebrates Military Appreciation Month in May. Whether you're active duty, a veteran, or a military family, we are all united this month to celebrate those who go above and beyond. As a credit union created for the military community, Navy Federal takes special care to ensure that our members feel celebrated and honored every day and every May. So from all of us at Navy Federal, happy Military Appreciation Month. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Did you know improper disposal and use of batteries can spark fires? Improper disposal, overcharging, and using incorrect charging cords are to blame. Learn more at GoRecycle.org. Brought to you by the City of Alexandria.
Nobody hooks you up like Popeyes. The Big Box is the reward that keeps on rewarding. Crack it open and you're greeted by two pieces of crispy signature chicken. Or if you want, three tenders. Nestled in there with the two sides speaking to you most in this moment. You got that biscuit, and what are you waiting for? Dig right on in. That's Beast Mode activated. And you're in Big Box business for $6. Love that chicken from Popeyes. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Tax extra.
Save on stunning florals at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get 15-stem tulips for $9.99 each through May 13th. Surprise someone special to brighten their day. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Northbound Virginia 95, the vehicle broken down near 644 Springfield, made it over to the left shoulder. Overall delays are brief northbound in Aquia, then most of the way from Dale City into Springfield. 395, a brief delay to the 14th Street Bridge. A crash on the inner loop at St. Barnabas Road was on the right shoulder. Slows before St. Barnabas, though, to the Wilson Bridge. DC 295 South already lined up. Eastern Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer loop of the Beltway on the brakes from 95 to Georgia Avenue. 270 slowest, Urbana to Hyattstown and Germantown into Gaithersburg. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to a minute.
This report is sponsored by True Green. Summer is better with True Green. Get the best lawn at the best price. For a limited time, get 75% off your first treatment. Don't wait. Sign up at TrueGreen.com today and let the pros handle the work while you enjoy the results. Restrictions apply.
DC's alternative rock is DC 101.
Elliot in the morning.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
This is John from Damascus.
Hey, John from Damascus. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. What'd you end up doing last night?
I actually took two of my coonhounds out last night and went hunting.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. All right, dude. Well, listen. I am going to give you a pair of tickets. Saturday night, Fontaine's DC has a sold-out show at the Anthem. So I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to that. Also, we'll slide you a couple passes. You will go to soundcheck. So if you can hold tight 1 second, I will get some info from you. And I hope you have a great time at the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on 1 second, and then let's hop down here. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, this is me?
Yeah, who's this?
My name.
Ooh, you cut out there for a sec. Oh, no. Ooh, he totally cut out. That's okay. No, that's all right. The phone cut out. That's all right. Sorry, buddy. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Oh, brutal.
It's gone. I can't do anything about it.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. Hi, who is this? Hello? Ooh,
Hello, is this me?
There we go. There's a voice. Yeah, hi, who's this? Sir?
This is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, and where are you calling me from?
Calling from Bowie.
Excellent, excellent. Anything from last night that I need to know about?
No, I just made some dinner. I hung out with my dog. That's about it.
Good for you. Hey, are you, can I ask you a personal question, if you don't mind, Jacob?
Yeah, what's up?
Single or divorced?
Never married.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess there's a lot in between those two things. Yeah. Are you engaged by any chance?
No, I'm not.
That's okay. Good for you. Keep it that way. Kristen, will you do me a favor? Will you find me somebody? No, I need somebody that is either divorced or going through a divorce. And trust me, I know where I'm going here. But I need somebody who is either divorced, going through a divorce. I wonder if somebody who is engaged would participate. I don't know if they would. That would be awkward.
You could find someone.
Oh, I definitely could find
somebody.
But you're
warning them, maybe don't call now?
No, I would take it, but I'm going to need you to be very honest with me. And for listening purposes, you may want to press on the Adam's apple. So let's do this. Let's do this. I either need somebody that's divorced, going through a divorce, or engaged right now. And engaged, it may be a little sensitive, just so you know. Okay? 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5468. Jacob, let me get back to you real quickly. I am going to give you a pair of tickets on Saturday. I will send you to go see Fontaine's DC. That is a sold out show at the Anthem. Completely sold out, so you have tickets for that. Also, we will get you into soundcheck. That'll take place before the show. So, dude, if you don't mind holding on 1 second, let me get some info from you. And I hope you have a great time at the show.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on 1 second. And then obviously we'll wrap up the week tomorrow. I will have more tickets for you to go see Fontaine's DC. Also, I should mention, first one in as soon as we get on the air tomorrow, same thing. I will give you tickets to see AC/DC just like we've been doing all week. And then you win tickets to that. Caps tickets, we got to see what happens tonight. But just know I have those coming up for you a little bit later on. All right, let me go to line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I am happily divorced and now remarried.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. No, and I know that sounds odd, but you shouldn't stay in a marriage that you don't want to be in. That's not good for anybody. I want to focus on and I'm happy that you're happily married now. Let me go back to the divorce, though.
Yes.
Did you know, at any point during the engagement, were there red flags where you were like, nah, this isn't going to work?
100% there were.
Really? Tell me, give me an idea. What were those flags?
So I hesitate because I know people that know me listen and they know the situation, but never got along with my family.
She never got along with your family.
Yes.
Right.
At some point also saying kind of like, you're going to have to choose and all sorts of stuff and being naive. And I thought that's what I had to do to, you know, be
sure,
make her happy and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it just a lot of red flags that I think like blissfully ignored because I thought that was what I was supposed to do. Find someone, fall in love, and get married, and
move on.
You know?
No, and you're laying everything out perfectly. One other question for you. When all that was going on, did you talk to anybody about it?
Do you mean like therapy or like a pastor or like or just like friends or like not
pastor
really?
Never crossed my mind, just so we're clear. Never crossed my mind. Oh. No, but
rabbi,
like
rabbi.
Who else in the conversation? Rabbi.
No, but like close friends or family.
Well, the thing is, like, I was alienated, honestly, because I made the choice to try to make it work with her, and I didn't have a lot of friends then, because again, she didn't get along with a lot of them. And so I chose her, and that caused me to kind of lose
the
support
ass.
System.
Bitch in the ass. Yeah. Sure. No. So I was reading this whole thing yesterday, and I don't know, and this is where I want to dig into this, and this is why I want somebody who's in the middle of an engagement, right? Hey, dude, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Now I understand why you said it could be sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it could. It could. So I was reading this whole thing yesterday about how there are that for people whose marriages end up in divorce, right? Is that there are so many red flags during the engagement that get pushed aside for a number of reasons. Starting with, and I thought this was smart, starting with somebody that'll go, there's so much focus on getting engaged or dating, if you will, and then getting married, that window of the engagement, you don't really focus on that other than prepping. So you don't really focus on anything going on during that. And then when all of these little bing, bing, bing red flags pop up, nobody wants to say anything for a couple of reasons. Number one, well, it's the stress of putting the marriage together. So you have that. So you excuse it. You start making excuses. Also, you don't want to go to friends or family because you don't want to. Number one, you may be a little embarrassed to be like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or these flags have popped up. You don't want to back out because you think, well, you know what? It's growing pains. We'll get through it. So there's that. So a little bit of it is embarrassment or feeling of like, well, you know what? It's just, it's stressful.
Yeah.
And the other one is, you don't want your friends or your family to think negatively of the person as you address the red flags with them, and then you end up marrying them.
Right.
Like Jackie and I have a very close friend where they went through, they're still married, but they went through a horrible patch together, and she bashed the crap out of him and said all kinds of nasty stuff. So when I see them, that's all I think about.
But this was when they were married.
Yeah, yeah. This is after they got married. This was after they got married.
I've told you before, I know a couple that broke up and some things were said to me about the other person and then they eventually got married.
Yeah, and you can't forget
that. Yeah, that's
all
you think about.
Yeah, you can't forget that.
Absolutely. So I understand why people are hesitant to bring that up to friends and family.
So you know where a lot of people find advice?
The internet.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, strangers.
Reddit.
You're 100% right. Because a stranger will go, dude, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
So they'll go there. But then people go like, well, they don't know my situation. So they brush it off.
Discount it.
Yeah, they discount it and go, well, you don't know me. You don't know my fiance or my fiance. So yeah, then they end up brushing it off. But they said not every case, obviously, but there are so many for marriages that end in divorce. Listen, there are people that stay married their whole life or they go on and they're married for 20 some odd years and maybe it runs out at the end, but there were no red flags during that. So it's not every case of divorce,
right?
But they said there's so many where people are like, head down and just motor on through.
But these are problems that they recognized during the engagement.
This 100%.
Retrospectively.
Sometimes you just ignore them or you find a way to justify it.
But if you're ignoring them, you are acknowledging them at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, you acknowledge them, but maybe not in the moment. You store them away and just go, listen, I knew. I should have known when, like I was reading about one dude. He was like, listen, like, I just thought that she was really stressed out about the wedding. So when she threw my laptop across the room, I thought, you know what? And she would call me stupid all the time. But I was like, you know what? She's very stressed out. She's on edge and the whole thing. And they were divorced 2 years later.
There you go.
Right. But he wasn't going to go to his friend and go, hey, Jimmy, I don't know what's up with Marta, but she's throwing my computer across the room. And they also said sometimes friends won't even tell you anything because they don't want to be the one to go.
Yeah, because then it's going to bite you in the ass.
Dude, we've hated Marta the whole time you've been dating her.
And then, oh, look, here's the wedding.
They're married, right? Yeah. And now I got to sit at the wedding looking at my buddy in the eye going, I told you, she's badass crazy.
So would you say for the first caller, the gentleman who called?
Right.
He ignored them or he thought this was how it is?
He thought that's how it is. Yeah. He knew it. Oh, he said that, you know, didn't get along with the family, and I had to choose her. He didn't have a lot of friends at the time.
Yep.
So he just barreled down and went. I'm not upset with him. I'm actually proud of him for getting out of it later.
But it kind of sounds like he, in the moment, thought that was the natural occurrence.
Yeah. You find someone, you get married, and that was it.
But here's an expression that always makes you feel good. Hindsight's 20/20.
Exactly.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Line three. By the way, will you do me a favor? It's funny you say that. Will you write down expression?
Me?
I'll have somebody else do it. Diane, will you do me a favor?
Okay.
Will you write down expression
for
me, please? I'll get to that later. Line three. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, you're divorced?
No, currently engaged.
Okay. Joe's obviously a fake name.
Oh, no, that's really my name.
Just here to talk about red flags.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Were you preoccupied for the last 10 minutes while you were on hold?
Maybe her entire
family. Oh, no, I've been listening.
They live in another state, and you're pushing on your Adam's apple. Joe, question for you. Are there any red flags in this thing?
There's a reason why she's still waiting to get married.
So are we?
Are you the red flag?
No.
Are you in a long-term engagement and you won't set a date because there's concern?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really? May I probe? Well, of course, that's my job. Hey, what is the? Give me your top two red flags with her.
Oh, the top two would be financial
irresponsibility. That's a biggie. That is such a biggie. I'm glad you said that.
He said at the end, irresponsibility?
Yes.
The financial responsibility.
Irresponsibility.
Yeah, whatever. And number two?
Can't detach from mommy.
Oh, so I'm just going to call him.
Scary. We learned that, actually, both of those things.
Absolutely,
recently.
We did. So can't detach from mother.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Very dependent on mom. When she blows her whole paycheck, it's always, I need more money, mommy.
The mother. What is the, Diane, mother, will you do me a favor? Can you write down something else for me? Will you just write down the word mother? Okay. It's like everybody's filling in my gaps today.
Uh-huh.
Write down mother. Okay, so those two things. So let me ask you this, Joe. Why not? Do you think if you got so you're engaged, it's just long term. Why stick through it?
There's kids involved.
Okay, I understand that, but why not? And I'm being completely serious. I'm the product of divorce. Look at me. Why not let everybody go their separate ways and
just co-parent
and find an amicable way to be. Co-parents.
It's probably going to end up like that, honestly. But
so, but why not? Why not? Why not cut bait now, and then be able to get on with being happy and let her go? Let her go be happy with mommy. Sorry, mother.
Yeah, that's kind of been the thought recently. Just getting her to understand that's what it needs to be. She's got life made where she pays no bills. I pay everything, so she don't want to leave.
Right. Well, dude, she's draining you like crazy.
Oh, I know.
What would her react? Would she be? She wouldn't be. If you called her right now, let's say we conferenced her in, and we called her and said, "Hey, this thing's donezo." She's not going to be surprised, right?
No, she'll just talk to me later today and try to work it out.
And would you, if do all of your, I consider myself
a
friend,
have you had
Joe.
That conversation like 50 times?
Yes.
No, it's been a constant conversation.
Yeah.
Been together for 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. But.
Right.
It's sunk cost fallacy.
Wait, say again?
And yes, there is money involved in their situation, but it's this idea that even though it's, and he admitted it, possibly going to fail and
right.
being in an endeavor that does not work out.
Let me
You've
take
invested
that a step
too much time and effort that you keep putting it in.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. I can tell you this, and listen, I want everybody to be happy. But whether it's going to fail, you're either going to end it now or you're going to end it when you get married, which is more expensive to get divorced. So it's going to, you know it. You know it's going to hit the crapper.
That's why I haven't gotten married. I've been engaged twice, and I didn't get married either time. I'm 35, never been married. So,
what happened on the first one? What were those red flags?
Oh, that was kind of a dumb one, but she wanted me to sell my car, and I told her, no, I'm not selling my car. And then a couple months later, she said, choose me or the car. So I was like,
car it is.
Shake it out.
Absolutely. Great. By the way, great
I still
call.
Got the car.
Great call. Great call. If Jackie said to me, choose me or the car, I'd be like, you're petty. I would choose the car. I would. That's crazy talk. Hey, what is the...
Well, at the time, I was putting thousands of dollars into this car, but I've also had it since I was 13. It was our grandparents' car that I bought off of them, and I still have it.
Yeah.
Sentimental.
Good for you. You don't have to explain anything. I'm team Joe. Hey, what is the... do all of your friends... The current woman. I don't know what her name is, but the current woman. Do all of your friends and family, like, they don't like her either. Like, they'll tell, not that they don't like her, but they'll say, like, dude, you can't marry her.
Pretty much.
There you go.
I only got one friend that's like, oh, just do it. But he's out of the history of 4 or 5 divorces now, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's, you know what? There's the role model. That's the perfect one. How's the sex?
It's all right.
All right. Well, this sounds like a win-win-win to me. All right, dude, you will call me back when everything comes on. And if you want me to be on the phone when it happens, I'm happy to do it.
I'll try. I'm a big boy. I can do it.
I know you can. All right, Joe, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. No, by the way, there's your perfect answer.
Yeah.
But I know we're not exactly strangers to him, but do you think he'll take your advice?
Yes.
Because you said the research shows people go to strangers and then still ignore what's said to them.
We're in between friends and strangers. Like, we're friends, mm-hmm. but, like, we don't hang out.
Right.
But we're not strangers because he knows us. So I'm mid-road.
So to you, that means...
He's not going to get married. He's not going to get married.
No, it's just going to get stretched out.
Right. But wouldn't you just cut bait?
It's hard, especially, like he said, there are children.
Yeah. But you could still, they're going to be around whether you're married or divorced.
It's easy for us to say being completely detached from it.
No, it's easy for me to say because that's how I grew up. I'm glad my parents got divorced. I wouldn't want them to be miserable. Mm. I mean, they were both miserable even after they got divorced, but still. Line 5. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, how are you?
Good. Are you divorced, engaged? Where are you in all this?
So, first one, divorced from, and I'm currently engaged.
Let's go to the first one.
You got it.
Did you know, was there some kind of hunkering in the back of your head during the engagement period where you were like, this ain't going to work?
Nope. So, first one was my high school crush. Her mom hated me, absolutely hated me, and then was a completely different person during the engagement, and then once we got married, her personality completely changed.
So you had there were no red flags that came up at all during the engagement?
No, sir.
Even in hindsight, looking back, there's nothing. And listen, I believe you. There was nothing where you were like, I should have seen this coming. Mm.
To me, it was little stuff. So like a few disagreements with some of the family. And it's not like they were big arguments or something that would cause like a family discussion. But like would get on my parents' nerves a little bit. And I'm thinking, hey, this is normal. Like, kind of like the first caller said, I just kind of thought everything was normal.
Sure.
So you're supposed to bicker during the engagement. You're supposed to have some stressed out situations, but nothing stands out as far as this is going to be a big deal later.
Now, what about in the current one?
Current one? Yeah, there are some.
I expected this to go flip-flop. I expected the first one to be yes and the second one to be no.
No, so there are some. Her personality is a little bit, we'll call it selfish or self-absorbed. And she has for whatever reason, a tough time of being grateful. Like, that's my struggle now. And the reason I'm still with her is because she has a lot, we share a lot of the same values and a lot of the same life goals. So it's kind of hard to just separate from that.
Save for appreciation.
Do you think you'll end up getting married?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Oh, absolutely. Like I'm 35, so I'm starting to get up there where the dating age and the dating pool is slim unless I start going a lot younger.
Yeah, that's so fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. No, you do what you got to do. Live your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you just feel like you're so far into this thing that you can't get out?
It's not that. I've had the conversation when I do get stressed with my parents, and my dad's like, dude, don't marry her.
Ooh.
boy.
That's rough.
Do they have a date?
Yeah. Did you send out, like, save the dates and everything?
Yes, we did.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. Listen, that doesn't...
That's not an invitation. It's just to save the date.
No, and you know what? No. And a lot of people go, I don't want to send out a save the date. I don't even want to send out invitations and then have to go back because I'm afraid of how it'll look.
Right.
But who cares how it looks? So what? Wouldn't you rat? And if you're going to marry her, I hope everything goes great, and I hope your dad changes his mind. But I'm saying, wouldn't you rather there be some office gossip than to just go like, ugh, I'm in for a life of misery, but I didn't want to have to tell everybody don't come to the wedding.
Right.
So that's my thought process. My thought process is we've set the date. We'll schedule it, and if I have to call it off, I'll call it off.
Attaboy. But you don't see it going that way.
No, not currently. No, we've had a lot of tough discussions. She's had a lot of self-reflection, and the current state of things is actually pretty nice. But it doesn't mean there weren't red flags along the way.
Hmm. Now, if you go through with it, or when you go through with it, I don't even want to say if, but when you go through with it, will your dad be able to come around, or is he just sitting there waiting for the big I told you so?
Oh, no, he's pretty amicable. He kind of sees things nicely, but that doesn't mean he won't give me a I told you so if it does happen.
Dads being dads.
Remember, I remembered us discussing this possibility. Let's figure out what we can learn from it. You don't say I told you so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Elliot, thank you. Thanks for the Caps tickets for game one.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I wish they would have won for you. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Dude, that's two. That's two in a row.
And for him specifically, the second one is clashing with the in-laws again.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's the fault of, like, whether it's television or it's movies. They do portray that relationship like it is totally the norm for everyone to hate their in-laws.
I love my in-laws. I get along great with my in-laws.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally fine.
But so often, family...
But again, I bought the car. I didn't buy the dealership.
But family is... regularly cited as the reason for divorce.
Mm-hmm. But is it harder if family is around? Like Jackie and I don't have any family around. So
like in close proximity to you, you mean?
Yeah. So there's no like, oh, this weekend or that weekend or grandchild this or grandchild that. There is no family around. So I get along great with Jackie's family, but I also don't have to see or talk to them that much.
A few times a year, right?
That sounds horrible. That sounds horrible. But I don't interact with them that often.
Right.
So when I do, it's very friendly.
But with technology these days, the influence of mommy could...
Mother. Could mother, be, write that down, Diane. Mother.
I did.
Okay.
Pretty significant. So just not being around, there could be constant conversation that then filters its way into your interactions with your partner.
That could be. Also, and listen to the family. Jackie could be mother effing me like crazy, and I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. A lot to think about for those that are engaged or thinking about popping the question.
Just pay attention to those flags, and don't. And again, they say everybody goes to strangers.
Yeah.
Come to me.
I like how you said we're kind of like in the middle there.
Yeah. No, and they do say everybody focuses on dating, mm-hmm. right? Oh, I'm dating. This is great. And all the way up into the engagement. And then all the focus goes to the wedding.
Yep.
In that little gap right in there. And it's, sometimes it's not little. It's a year mm-hmm. and a half, sometimes 2 years. I didn't know a guy 6 years. That gets glossed over because you start to justify everything.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Well, it's not great.
No,
I want everybody to be happy.
The opposite of great.
I want everybody to be happy and good. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, doesn't matter to me. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
Partly sunny today, rain after dinner time and highs at 80.
This report is sponsored by Greenberg and Betterman.
The law firm Greenberg and Betterman has been here to help you for over 35 years. If you're injured in an auto accident or the victim of medical malpractice, get a free consultation by visiting gblawyers.com. That's gblawyers.com, and feel better.
Greetings, Boomtown. Ever since this neighborhood switched to Xfinity Internet,
the Wi-Fi is booming!
Xfinity combines the power of internet and mobile with one all-in plan.
So we've all got lightning-fast, secure Wi-Fi speeds at home and on the go with Wi-Fi Power Boost from Xfinity Mobile.
You get the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best-in-class equipment and unlimited data included. Plus, add an unlimited mobile line.
All for only $40 a month for 1 year. To celebrate this combo, we're matching our shows together.
It's everything you need all in one plan. Plus, learn how to get a free 5G phone with a premium unlimited line. Now, sit back and relax with the smooth, relaxing sound
of face-melting acid metal!
Brilliant.
Visit Xfinity.com to learn more. Ends June 23rd with paperless billing on autopay to stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet Gateway required. Taxes, fees, extra. After 1 year, rate increases to $110 a month. After 2 years, regular rates apply. Actual Wi-Fi speeds vary. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
Flagship Car Wash makes spring cleaning easy. Wash that pesky pollen off with a buy four, get two free deluxe exterior wash pack, or get the full service experience with a buy three, get one free Flagship Wash pack. Stop by any Flagship Car Wash location to get your free washes today. Flagship Car Wash.
As America's leading business lender, Bank of America is on your corner and in your corner. With over $5 billion in business loans and more than 100 business specialists right here in the DMV, we help businesses thrive so communities prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Club World Cup 2025. Copyright 2025 Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. We are thrilled to announce the complete renovation of our Tyson store. Just wait till you experience the new Mervis look to make room for breathtaking new inventory. We're staging a renovation sale in all our Mervis Diamond stores to clear some diamonds, design engagement rings, wedding bands, and fashion jewelry. This is an opportunity to acquire magnificent diamonds before the tariffs increase and get fabulous jewelry at historic gold prices. We are keeping the old prices and even offering Mervis gifts of up to 40% off for a very short while. Yes, you heard it right. That's up to 40%. You've never seen this before. Whatever you do, don't hesitate. Now is your chance to get the jewelry you've always craved at prices which will never be repeated. The Mervis renovation sale is on now for a limited time at all stores. If you snooze, you lose. Financing is available. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you? Mervis Diamond Importers. Go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Eastbound 66, the crash east of 123, clear to the right shoulder. It is still slow in Manassas and from Fair Lakes into Vienna. Northbound Virginia 95, slowing Stafford through Aquia, Dale City off and on to Springfield. 395 delays off and on to King Street and the Pentagon at the 14th Street Bridge. The crash on the inner loop in the local lanes at I-295 is blocking the left side. Delays begin before St. Barnabas Road. Outer loop still on the brakes from I-95 around to Georgia Avenue, but with lanes open. I'm Beverly Farmer. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print. For details, ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio, DC's alternative rock, DC 101. Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
In the corners where I
two quick programming notes. Number one, I have Caps tickets coming up for you here in a little bit. Don't forget, 7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. Your tickets to win Capitals tickets. Game two tonight gets the Carolina Hurricanes. So give me a little bit and we'll do that. And also, I have cash coming up for you a little bit later on this hour, about a half hour from now. Get you qualified to win our grand prize trip. Head to the Boston Calling Music Festival. Follow-up phone calls, I'll be there in a second. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Quick hello to the nice people at Pink Moon Moms in Bethesda on Old Georgetown Road, 7610. They have their big grand opening on Saturday. Stop by, celebrate their big grand opening. 10 to noon in Bethesda. All kinds of fun activities, healthy bites, sweet treats, giveaways, tours of their new space. Chance to meet the staff and instructors. Place where every day feels like Mother's Day. Plaza level, second floor at 7610 Old Georgetown Road in Bethesda. So thank you very much and hello to the people at Pink Moon Moms. Also, remember yesterday morning at this time? I think it was at this time. We were talking about foreign exchange students and the woman, was it Emma? The girl
a little bit earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, the girl from
Huntingtown,
right, yeah, in Calvert County. By the way, I got a very nice email from Mrs. Higginbotham, the family, the host family. Elliot, this isn't from her, this is somebody else. My school didn't have good experiences with foreign exchange students. We had a student from Brazil who stole a car. He ended up getting shipped back home. My class also had a student from Austria. She out-partied every one of us. Well, that part's not bad. That part's pretty good. I still think it'd be fun to have one. I think it'd be awesome.
Under your roof.
Yeah. I regret never doing it. And I don't think I can do it now. Although maybe I could. We didn't learn that. If you need to have a kid at the house.
Oh, I wondered that. You said you think you'd be fine.
I don't think you do. Yeah, I think as long as you can just deal with them, then I think you're good.
Just check the basement for chains.
Elliot, my son just referred to my sister's boyfriend as a 3+ floater. Thank you. And then who is this that sent me this? Todd. Elliot, we were inspired by you all, so we took this picture too. And it's Todd and his, I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend or whomever, but they're in front of the Caesar's Palace Rotunda. Remember, that's getting torn down.
Being demolished.
Mm-hmm. We went to Vegas for a Sammy Hagar concert, but we took this picture because of you. That's awesome. Good for you. And he's wearing a Cap sweatshirt. That I like. Am I going to line one? I could do that. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning from Blacksburg.
Dude, how was it last night?
It was packed. It was loud. It was fun. But I think the entire crowd was there for the last 3 minutes when they didn't understand, man, because they lost their effing mind.
I would imagine that there was so that. Yes, I would imagine that when they did enter Sandman, that was it. But I do hope that the rest of the show was good.
Oh, it was. It was awesomely good, but I really feel like that 3 minutes is what everybody came for. But to see that band in the hokey, no pun intended, hokey little town of Blacksburg was so awesome. They just overtook the town for the past couple days.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was a blast.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, sir. Same thing, line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to top off and just say, man, last night's concert was like awesome, man. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, and I've never seen a crowd like that in my entire life. I mean, the energy it couldn't happen on a perfect day in a perfect town. I mean, it was a great, great show, dude.
Yeah, it's everything you wanted it to be. That's awesome. Here's my question.
Absolutely.
So Metallica's playing Northwest Stadium at the end. I think it's the end of the month, May 28th. I think is the date. Like it's still.
So it's also a Wednesday show. Metallica loves Wednesday night concerts.
It's going to, but it's still going to be a great show. Even though it's not Blacksburg, I love Metallica. I've seen them handful of times.
But like, people are acting like Blacksburg didn't have a 70,000 seat stadium to perform in. They performed in a massive space.
I know, but it's just what it meant there. It's what it meant.
Okay, but still, it was a tour stop.
Absolutely, and it was great, and that's awesome. I'm glad they did it. But I don't want that. Like, I already had my tickets, I told you, for the end of the month. So the but yeah, no, I want it to be just as and listen, I get it. There's so much around the tie between Blacksburg and Enter Sandman, but the show's still good. I've seen Metallica before. I didn't sit there and go, well, this sucks. Why aren't I at Lane Stadium?
It sounds like from the first caller, it may actually be a little better because people aren't just waiting
for that one song. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe, take that, dude. All right, brother. Hey, listen, I'm glad you had a great time at the show. I'm glad it was awesome. Good for you. And the videos coming out of there are fantastic.
Amazing.
The videos are great. I will say this. Yes, Metallica is coming to Northwest Stadium the end of the month. I know I have tickets to give away. I don't remember exactly what I'm doing. Obviously, it'll be before the show. But I will have tickets for you to go see Metallica once the once we get a little closer to the Northwest Stadium show.
And if you are on campus, remember, exit classes enter finals week. That was the messaging from the administration yesterday.
All right, I got to get through a couple of other things real quickly. Number one, did you see the renderings that came out yesterday? Obviously, Preakness comes up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. And did you see what the renderings are for what the new Pimlico is going to look like?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it's nice. It really is nice. They are dumping a bunch of cash into rebuilding, not just Pimlico, but the whole area
all around it.
Yeah. And that'll be nice.
Isn't it like $500 million?
It's somewhere around there. I know it's a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, again, it's not just the track and the facility. But it's also going to be obviously the track, hotels, event spaces, other amenities. And the other thing, like, they also want to have like other events there. They want to be able to host conferences and stuff there, which is great. But did you see the amount of races they want to run there once it opens?
I didn't.
So right now, Pimlico hosts, they say it's about 15 races annually. They want that number to be more than 100. So the Preakness will happen, again, not this weekend, but next weekend. Pretty quickly after that is when they start demolition on the current. Demolition on the current Pimlico should take about 2 minutes. And then the rebuilding will start. They believe that they'll have it back open in time for the 2027. So they'll run it in 25.
Yeah.
26 moves to Laurel, which people will go to Laurel and go, man, I miss Pimlico. And then they'll be back at Pimlico. If everything goes according to plan, they'll be back at Pimlico in 2027. So they'll only miss a year, which is good because you look at the Belmont Stakes. They're missing – this year will be the second year that they're running in upstate New York,
right,
at Saratoga. But the renderings are very nice.
I can't believe it's only going to be a year off.
Well,
that seems fast.
That's what we're hoping for.
And maybe it's just because you've been complaining about plans for the Commanders and how that's so
five years away. But I told you, you could get that done quicker than that. If you wanted to, you could get that done quicker than that. And I know we've talked about, moving on, I know we've talked about Cedar Point and the Top Thrill 2 ride.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we talked about it, what did we know?
What do you mean, what did we know?
Oh, it was, what were they saying for this upcoming season?
Did we know it's open and running?
Were they teasing it?
I thought that there was still nothing official. My memory was that they were still kind of saying, hey, it's gonna open, but there was no opening date. Like when they were announcing like all the new things to the park and everything going on at Cedar Point, but that there was nothing official about when that was gonna open and whether it would be ready for like opening day of the season.
But last year was when it was open.
And then it quickly closed.
And then they closed it.
Right. So you know how I know that it's open? They just put out a casting call to film the Top Thrill 2 ride commercial. So they're casting people to ride the ride for the commercial. You got to ride it a bunch.
I've never heard of a casting call for a roller coaster.
Yeah, no, but I mean, think about it.
Like Big when John Studd?
Okay. I know. Okay. Beyond that. But I mean, yeah, they didn't have to casting call for him.
No, but there were people on the ride.
Yeah.
You had to have people on the ride. You think they want to...
I don't know, but maybe I just assumed it was park employees.
No, you want to have good-looking people. Like, you don't want to have, like, a bunch of toothless mongoloids sitting in the ride.
Well, no disrespect to the Cedar Point employees.
No, and I'm not saying there could be some employees there that would be great on the ride. But you want the ride to look like a commercial. You want it to look pro.
You might ride multiple times. You are going to ride multiple times.
Absolutely.
And you will be assigned your seat, so hotties in the front.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I remember when I went to, when Nelson did the video shoot for After the Rain.
I just saw a picture of
them. They didn't put ugly people up front. Blonde and boobs went right up front.
And with the destruction of Kingda Ka, Top Thrill 2 takes back over the top rankings for tallest roller coaster in the world.
Right.
And when it comes to North America, it's definitely going to be one of the fastest.
Interested candidates can apply. You will not be paid. You will need to supply a headshot. If you do not supply a headshot, you will not be considered.
Mm.
18 and older. What's 52 inches tall? What is that?
What's
12 times 8 is 48. No, 12 times 4 is 48.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't want somebody this big on the ride. What are you doing?
Well, they probably want people, like, they want a bunch of people around the same height so it's not, like, distractingly with, like, super tall.
There's nobody 4 foot anything that's going to be in that commercial. That's 4'4". They are not going to put a 4'4 person in there.
But that is the height requirement for the ride.
It says you might have to sit and wait and wait and wait.
We know how Hollywood works.
Absolutely. And if it rains, do it the next day. You'll do it the next day. But they said it's already, the ride's already running.
Right.
They just want the commercial. I had no idea that it even opened. And by the way, you mentioned Big John Studd, which gets us to Big Sean Studd. I still want to build that Six Flags promotion.
It would be great.
I want to do that. I don't know if they want to do that. Haven't talked to him yet. What was the other thing that I wanted to do?
Is it the dinner theater?
Thank you. Write that down, Diane. Write that down. Line one. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
I love you, too.
Oh, you remember when Fabio was filming a commercial for Busch Gardens for a new roller coaster, and they were riding along, and he hit like a seagull or something. It cut his face up.
Yeah, the bird hit him in the face. I do. But now, quick question. Thank you, sir. Was he just riding the ride, or were they filming a commercial?
It was promotional. Wasn't it the inaugural run?
Oh, so it was like, so this is the first ride, and Fabio was on it and took that bird right to the face.
because the other people, here we go, he was accompanied by more than 30 women dressed as Greek goddesses.
Totally normal.
That's how Big Sean Studd is going to ride the ride at Six Flags.
Once the ride ascended to 73 miles per hour, a flock of hundreds of geese flew by, and one of the geese was sucked into the ride. The goose died, and Fabio descended the ride with blood on his face, possibly from a nasal injury.
Line three. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hey, this is Meg.
Hey, Meg, what can I do for you?
A little thing. I don't know if you guys remember. I sent some service dog calendars to you guys.
Right.
A while back, but tomorrow... Saturday, we're having our fourth annual Battle of the Badges. Fairfax County Police versus Fire are playing ice hockey for charity.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. That's great. Where are they going to do it?
Rest and Skate Quest at 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Excellent. So 6 p.m. Saturday evening at Rest In, and it's Fairfax Police against Fairfax Fire?
Yes, sir. It's free admission. We are taking donations at the door for the nonprofit, my nonprofit, Making Everything Good to help first responders, veterans, and military.
Right.
And the series is 2-1, police over fire. So
excellent. And by the way, I would tell everybody the at Reston, they have the popcorn's good.
You love it.
Their fried mozzarella sticks are fantastic. No, they do a good job. Not as good as the Good Guys Strip Club, but still very good. It's still very good. Listen, I hope you have a great turnout on Saturday, 6 p.m. Fairfax Fire against Fairfax Police. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And then last two things. Number one, this story always bothers me. And whenever you think Florida, you always think alligators. But I hate this. Do you know in the last, I think they said in the last 10 days, there have been two more Florida Panthers that have been struck by cars and killed. And like you never think of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had two more of them. And look how sad that is.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
You've always had a soft spot for them.
It bothers me. I also can't imagine hitting one.
No.
I can't imagine what that, like I've hit a deer. I can't imagine hitting a panther out in the middle of the street. So they've had 9 killed so far on the roads in Florida in the last, well, since the start of the year. That seems like a lot, but I hate that. And then I want to congratulate somebody.
Who's that?
She just graduated from college. She did it in 3 years, mind you. Three years.
What school does it say?
Was it an associate's degree?
Say again?
No, was it an associate's degree? Doesn't that only take 2 years?
No, she was on a 4-year program, but she did it in 3. What school? Roll Tide. And she took a beautiful graduation photo. Do you recognize her? Yeah, I can. Mike Tyson.
Oh, the ring girl.
Yeah, Sydney. Yeah, she, Sydney Thomas.
She graduated early.
In 3 years, yeah. Look at that dress, Tyler. Look at that dress.
Short.
Boom, boom, coming out of the top there.
Oh, it's like Xfinity.
Yeah, she said, I don't know what's coming my way, but I'm very excited about my future.
What's her degree?
Am I. Say again?
What is her degree in?
You know, she didn't say.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she didn't
say. Odd.
What? Mysterious.
Oh, I'm sorry. What does it matter? She got her degree in 3 years. In one of the pictures she posted, she's wearing a red dress while chugging a bottle of champagne, which is very common. Very, very common.
Yes.
No, it is.
But so she is 21?
Yeah.
But 3 years wouldn't put her at 21.
Yeah. Maybe she started when she was 18. She's 21.